types of internal clues. There are linguistic clues, and there are clues which point to material evidence or geographical evidence or social evidence of some sort. So if we take the linguistic evidence first, what is clear is that we have a very stratified language, which is a bit like an archaeology. Some words and formulations may go all the way back to Mycenaean times. That's a little bit debated, but I think the arguments are fairly good for some very few formulations. Others are very, very recent, so recent that editors correct them and make them look older in our edition of the Iliad. So what we have here is a language that developed over several centuries, and we can't then ascribe it to a single individual because we don't live that long, and therefore we have already in the language a sense of the depth, of the historical depth of the tradition out of which the Iliad comes. One interesting detail about that is that the poet inherits that grandiose epic sounding formulae and ways of expressing things, but doesn't quite know what they mean very often. So he adds a little internal gloss, is what we call it, which is an internal explanation of a word that sounds mighty and epic, but where you can see that the performer himself and the audience don't quite know what it means. It sounds heroic, right? But you want a little explanation inside the poem. So you can have Philopis, which sounds great, but then you get told Nacha, which means battle, or something close to battle, to help you out. And then these explanations make their way into ancient commentaries and ultimately make their way into our contemporary dictionaries, which are all taken from explanations inside the poem itself. So we have this stratification in linguistic terms, and we have a similar phenomenon in terms of the kind of material objects that are described in the poem. So the most famous example is a helmet made of boar tusks. I can't remember exactly where it shows up, but I don't know off the top of my head, but we'll find that out. The point about this helmet is that archaeologists think that it went out of use somewhere in the 12th century or thereabouts. So from the point of view of an audience of the Iliad in the 7th century, this is a really obsolete object. Why is it there? Is it there because poems like the Iliad were already beginning to develop at the time where people still wore this helmet? Unlikely. More likely is the sense that the poet is including this object because the story is about the remote past. And so either someone still had one of these helmets at home, or there was some image of a helmet like this, or it was maybe dug out already at the time where the Iliad was composed. There is a sense that the society and the object described in the poem were meant to sound old already to the earliest audiences of the Iliad, which further complicates the issue of religion.